the idea of proprium is the idea that we have a sense of life in ourselves. That's the primary aspect of it. And the problem arises is when we believe that feeling of life in ourselves arises from us. And then what that develops into is a sense of separation, autonomy, and independence from the source. As if we are God. That's essentially what happens within the human self that is derived from its contact with the world. So that is the self that has to die in order for a new self to be given to us. So there is what's termed a heavenly proprium. And the heavenly proprium is a proprium or a sense of self that is created in us from the word itself, from our willingness to engage with the word and to look to the Lord for all our life. But up until that point, where there is a denial that life flows in, that all life flows in, and that we are just vessels as receivers of life, in our denial of that, all that can arise is what is evil and false, because the base, the starting point, is a falsity. That is, that I have life in myself, that I am a self, independent and autonomous in its functioning. Whereas what the heavenly doctrines keep pointing out is that we cannot even blink an eyelid without the inflow of spirits in order for that to occur. And so what this work of self-examination and repentance, so far as our beliefs and appearances are concerned, is about weakening our ties to that sense of self that is nothing but evil and falsity, which is hell in us, and becoming established in what is of the Lord himself. So, yes, human beings are created, and the scripture says, you know, and God saw that it was good, very good. But it's what happens subsequently that becomes the problem. So that term good can be translated as functional in the Hebrew. So when we think about being functional and dysfunctional, then, well, I find that's helpful. That's a helpful way of looking at things. Like when I am self-centered and tied up in my own interests, from a spiritual perspective, that is dysfunctional. That is what is evil and false. And if that is to be remedied, then I need truths to point that out. And that's what metanoia is all about. You know, repentance, self-examination and repentance is all about that. And so what the doctrine state is that the first or the starting point of charity is to shun evils as sins against the Lord. So it's to shun those things that miss the mark. And at the core of missing that mark is this idea that I am. Whereas what's interesting coming into the book of Exodus is that that core revelation as to who the Lord is, that he is I am, not us. We aren't I am. So I always come back to when the Pharisees and scribes, they confront John the Baptist and they say, are you the one? Are you the one who is to come? And John the Baptist turns around and says, I am not. And he also states, he must increase and I must decrease. And then there's, he who finds his life shall lose it, but he who loses his life for my sake shall find it. And that's the whole, that's tied into carrying our cross and having to give up the self that we have developed through our contact with the world in order to receive a new self from the Lord. So you can't die to self if there isn't a self to die to. So we are granted a sense of self and we appropriate that to ourself. That's the issue. So if you think about what a human being is, they are their will and their understanding. That's what makes a human being a human being. And to the degree that that will is a will for what is good, and the understanding is truths that support that, then to the degree that those things are present, to that degree we are human. To the degree that those are absent, where we are interested only in ourselves and what we achieve and what we can do and all that the world drives us toward, that is hell. That's what hell is. So that proprium is actually called an infernal proprium. The term infernal is not often attached, but in other places it is. So there is an infernal proprium into which the spirits of hell flow, and there is a heavenly proprium into which the Lord flows. And we are the ones who choose between those two. So hell inflows and heaven inflows, and our sense of self arises at the contact point, and that's the point of choice. The doctrines talk about principal and instrumental cause and their relationship. So the instrumental cause feels the principal cause as itself. So the idea is that the Lord's life flows in, but we don't feel that inflow. So we are the instrument. But as the instrument, that life feels as if it is our own. So it's more a conceptual shift, not just a learning conceptual shift. It's a lived conceptual shift from a sense of being a self to moving into an as of self. And they're two very different states. A self appropriates to itself whatever it feels and thinks. What is felt and thought cannot attach itself to an as of self, because in a state of acknowledging an as of self, being in a lived sense of an as of self, is an acknowledgement that there is only one self, and that's the Lord, and that all life flows in. So this work is to bring us to a place where that shift can occur in our sense of self. But we will always be operating as if we are a self. So the thing to remember is that what's unfolding is not an option. So what happens is describing representatively what has to occur, spiritually speaking. So we are all in Egypt. We all have to be extracted from it. And this is the process by which that occurs. And the journey from Egypt to Canaan is the journey. That's the process. There's no shortcuts along the way. So as we have pointed out in Logopraxis, you're already on the shortest route possible. So that's what it is. And all we're asked to do is work with what the word offers us to work with. And if we work with that, the Lord takes care of the rest. So we work with it because that's what we were given to work with, not because we're seeking some sort of outcome, even in terms of salvation, because what we think that is not what it is. So we have to be constantly working with the Lord now, not projecting off into some future or dwelling in regrets that arise from the past.